Hello again, folks. It's Gwentley Ann back with you. I'm afraid you just can't get rid of me. Oh, no. Whatever shall you do? Anyhow, the reason I'm here is that I would like to share a little something with you folks. And the reason I'm doing this is all McColgan's fault. I blame him entirely. He played a piece a while ago by harpist Nicanor Zabaleta. And I'd never heard of that particular harpist, but I said to Mac, oh, I'm going to see if my friend Kim, who is a fellow harp fiend, knows of him. And I did. Kim said, oh yes, I know who Nicanor Zabaleta is, and I'll find him for you on iTunes. Well, now this is the trouble when Kim and I get together and look for music. Inevitably, one of us ends up wanting something. Kim found this lovely album by Nicanor Zabaleta that I would never even have thought to look for if it hadn't been for Mac. So Mac, I am now suffering from music lust, and it's all your doing. No more haggis and salted porridge for you. We're gonna give it all to the blackbirds. Anyway, here's a wee nip from this album. It's called New Age Harp, Old Age Music. And I think it's just lovely. This is the remastered version. I think it originally came out in the 60s. Now, I have never heard any of the pieces that are on this album. Ooh, Nicanor, we have some strings out of tune. You bad harpist, you. I have to go to the place where all bad harpists go. The place of no Allen keys. The place where all harps explode when you try to tune them. Actually, it's not that noticeable. But yeah, for some reason, I'd never heard of any of the pieces on this album. So I have had my musical education broadened a little bit, which is always a pleasure as far as I'm concerned. Oh, bloody Nora, I was enjoying that iTunes. The first piece that I played was A Fantasy by Louis Spohr. And this is Three Romances for Harp by Elias Parrish Alvers. And I'm ashamed to confess, I have never before heard of either of these composers. Actually, there's another harpist that Kim and I recently discovered, and I think I want her album just as much as this one. What's her name now? Oh, it's currently eluding me. Someone Nagasawa. That's her last name. I can't think what her first name is. But anyhow, her harp is even more beautiful because it's a concert harp, but it actually sounds a lot like a Celtic harp. And here are two etudes for harp by a Francis Joseph Dietze. So, my friends, I think it now behooves me to somehow come by an iTunes gift card. So I can actually stop ogling this album and buy it. Anyhow, after this piece runs out, I shall cease and desist and not potentially bore you with any more of this album in case this is not your cup of tea. good. Oh, this means I'll have to spend money. And I tell you, Mac, it's your fault. I'm abandoning my usual frugal ways. And I have you to blame. But it's worth it. At least I think it is. Oh, my word. I wish I could play harp like that. Give me a harp. A harp, a harp. My kingdom for a harp. Oh, iTunes, I was so enjoying that. Well, folks, I'll leave you here, and I'll lust after my music in privacy and give you all some peace. Take care and have a great day.